It's the Midweek Roundup.
Wednesday's Roundup brought to you by Richland Hospital, Cardinal Glass EG, Badgerland Flooring, and by Julie Karen State Farm. Today, it's Hanko or Facto. Hank's got the questions. And Phil, he's got the final say on whether it's fact or something cooked up over a cup of bad coffee. Confidence?
Absolutely.
Accuracy?
That's where things get adventurous.
Play along and see if you can outguess Phil, because the truth is out there, and Phil is doing his best to find it. Wednesday's Roundup, where Factos, Hankos, and Phil
all collide.
It's time for the Roundup.
Cut them out. Ride them in. Cut them out.
Ride them in rawhide.
Hey, everybody. And welcome our special guest lecturer today, Brandon Ewing.
You know, I'm not as good as Gary, but I'm going to try hard.
Gukinik. Man, that guy was tough on me yesterday.
Okay, I was actually going to say that. You know, getting to tune in on my way out of town yesterday morning. That guy... You know, I know you guys have a good relationship, but he is tough on you.
He is. He's always been that way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why, though?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I wasn't one of his wrestlers. And then one time, you know, he disciplined me. That was the whole mud in the leaves helmet thing where I just stood there and laughed and said, do it.
Guilty by association.
Right.
Yeah.
But we had to run around the block at Ithaca, which is 2.2 miles.
Yeah.
We had to do that twice every night. And then crab crawl and bear crawl the football field and fireman's carry somebody the length of the football field. I was in the best shape of my life.
I was just going to say, in all of that working out, it actually, like, you still look in great shape.
Oh, yeah.
Of it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
I can still do it. Now, it would take me a year.
I tell you, it's, you know, that 40 threshold, right? You get past 40, you just can't do the things that you used to do, obviously. But... man, your body starts hurting in ways that you don't know that. I reffed a JV football game last night and I woke up and I'm walking gingerly and I'm like, I didn't even run. But good football game at, you know, Richland Center's JV put together last night. They won 20-14.
Good.
Yeah. And they have some athletes in that program right now.
Well, it's nice to hear.
It is nice to hear. Yeah. You know, depth is not there. You know, they were light on numbers, but yeah, it was a good game.
Speaking of football, Brandon, I have my fantasy football.
I was going to ask you.
NFL
happy
season.
NFL opening day.
Today. Isn't that
today,
something?
On a Wednesday.
On a Wednesday. Yeah, that does bug me a little bit.
A little bit. Honest, nothing, you know? Sacred anymore.
No. Wednesdays, Thursdays, Fridays.
And you know what? We'll probably start seeing some more Tuesdays coming up here soon, too.
Yeah. So who should I start? Either Trevor Lawrence or Brock Purdy this weekend?
Ooh, I would say Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, that's who I've got in the starting lineup.
Yeah, they play Cleveland, so.
Yeah, Jacksonville. But I don't know a lot of the rest of my guys. I only know the quarterbacks.
So I was going to ask you, so you had your draft. You don't know a lot of your guys.
Auto-draft.
So you're not happy with your team, I'm
assuming. Well, I don't know.
So you're not going to three-peat?
The goal is always to beat Joanne, you know? And sometimes she forgets to even start players, and she still beats me.
Well,
so what do you do?
That's the issue with auto draft. You just never know.
No.
You know, you got to be there.
I don't have one Packer. I don't have one Bear. I don't have one Viking, and nobody from the North. You know, and it's like
can be a curse and a blessing.
That's true.
You know, because it's tough to root for the other guys,
the dark side.
Yeah,
yeah.
So is your wife excited?
Yeah, she always is.
Oh, I know.
Right, right. And why not?
Are you worried?
Am I worried?
Yeah, this year. NFC North is tough.
Yeah, they're extremely tough. I'm going to say this. I'm going to go out on a limb and say that you can't win games every year by the skin of your teeth as the Bears did last year. Now, and I think everybody else is better. So my prediction is the Bears won't have as good a year, but I'm not very confident about the Packers at this point either.
I agree with everything you said. And I hate to say it, but I think the Vikings, you know, they're not going to be the Vikings of last year either.
No.
So
no.
It'll be a tough division. I'm excited to watch. You know, I think Jordan Love is primed for a bigger year.
I think so.
There was a stretch last year towards the end of the year where it's like, why do they have a governor on him? And I don't know. I think they're going to open up the playbook a little bit this year.
Yeah, they may have to.
They're going to have to, you know. And, you know, Josh Jacobs thing, you know, whatever. But Marshawn Lloyd, they're going to be fine at the running back position.
I think so, too. Yeah. As long as he stays healthy. That's
absolutely.
Yeah.
I got an opportunity to tune into 107.7 last night to listen to the Brewers.
Wasn't that something?
Awesome. Awesome. You know, and we were talking about it before we came on air. You know, you had Yelich with two outs, two strikes, bottom of the ninth, and he singles, right? And then Churio, you know, what a game. 4 for 5, the big home run. Yeah, the thing I love about this team is they're never out. They're never out. You know, they're gritty. They do the little things well. And their defense at times is just spectacular.
They have a lot of things going. Do you know that was their 40th come from behind win?
This year. Is that a good omen or a bad omen?
Well, I don't know. They're never out of a game, though.
Oh, yeah. So did you do anything last night?
No, I just kind of hung out with some friends.
That's,
you know,
good.
Yeah.
Yeah. I see you're drinking coffee this morning.
I am, a little bit. Yeah. I don't do that often, but once in a while.
Yeah, I have to have my cup of coffee
really?
In the morning. Have to.
Cup of Joe.
Cup of Joe.
Do you just take it straight or do you just take... You do.
Straight.
Straight.
Yeah.
Wow.
Diesel.
Yeah.
Thick and straight.
Put a little hair on your chest.
Absolutely. Okay. Phil's question of the day. What's something you believed as a kid for way too long?
Well... Growing up when I did, people are spoiled now. I believed far too long in the Green Bay Packers of the 70s and 80s. Every year it's like, oh, come on, this might be our year. We might get 5 wins this year. You know?
Well, you know what? That's the eternal optimist you are.
Right, exactly. And the same thing for the Badgers. I mean, people, you know, a little downtime right now, but they were, I mean, on a roll for how many years?
Oh, it was so fun to watch.
It was.
Yeah, I know.
But in the 70s and 80s, it was just like, wow. They did get a bowl game, and I think it was 81. And that was just like...
It was your Super Bowl.
Winning the national championship. We're in a bowl game. We're in the Liberty Bowl.
Did you get to watch on Sunday night?
Trying to think. Yes. Forget what day it is.
Well, I know. Me too. What a great first half. And then that pick six to start the second. Not to be all sporty, Brandon, today, but, you know, I'm not as low on the Badgers this year as a lot of people. I think that they're going to be okay. But you just have to weather this first little stretch because, to be honest, the back end of the schedule is somewhat weak. So
the big concerning thing is probably penalties in that game.
Yeah. The penalty. Honestly, that kick return early that they fumbled, we weathered that storm. But I tell you what, we need some depth on defense. You know, that's not there. But they played hard.
That's the main thing.
Played hard.
They played hard. Well, and I got to be honest, there were games last year where I didn't think that they played very hard.
Yeah. So. Well, they were lackluster.
Yep.
Their offense was just so mundane. They couldn't do anything ever. And it, you know, that affects your whole team. When you know that your offense is going to probably get 100 yards for that game, it's, yeah.
Right.
I mean, it affects everybody.
Nowhere to go but up, though.
Nowhere to go but up. So.
Oh, did you do the...
You might be from Arkansas if you shop in the hunting department for your church clothes. I mean, I've been there.
Well,
so is that a Wisconsin thing too?
Well, a lot of the things that are on there are fairly close. I think, yeah, if you own a tractor and you don't have a farm, I mean, there are a lot of us that could say that.
Yeah. So have you ever been to American Players Theater?
Yes.
And did you like it?
Oh, I've loved it. Oh. I admit I have not been there for a few years.
Yeah.
But I've been there.
Anna and I got to go with a couple of friends, I think 2 weeks ago. And we got to see Two Gentlemen of Verona, The Two Gentlemen of Verona. So Shakespeare's earliest play, they say, and comedy. It was good. Had some plot holes, but all in all, they did a tremendous job. Those are some talented people.
Oh, you got it.
And with the rotation of plays that they do every season, it's I can't believe they just execute everything that they do to the utmost degree. But it took me about 20 minutes to get my mind to hear what was being said. Old time English is hard.
You have to concentrate, don't you?
Really? Yeah. And it was really cool, though, because it was the night of the lunar eclipse. So there was a lot going on for Brandon, okay? I'm trying to concentrate listening to the play, okay? I'm trying to watch what's going on. But out of the corner of my eye, I keep seeing a full moon, which is awesome. But like little pieces of the moon just, it started to get darker and darker. And I had no idea the lunar eclipse was happening. So I'm looking up and I'm looking over at Anna and she's like, what are you doing? I go, something's going on. And she goes, what do you mean? I said, look at the moon.
Wow.
And yeah, so that was a big deal. But
you thought it was APT special effects.
I didn't know.
Wow.
You know, so yeah, they have a lot of pull, but I don't know if they've got that much pull.
Oh, that's awesome. Yeah, I mean, to be out there in the elements and
oh, it was a beautiful night.
Yeah, right.
It was, yeah, it's pretty cool. And then the fair this weekend?
Yes. Are you ready?
I am ready. Are you?
Yes. You're going to go win Anna a teddy bear or something? Are you?
If she's lucky.
Yeah, right.
No, but you go out there. There's some staples. We love the fresh squeezed lemonade.
Oh,
kids love
good,
that fresh.
Good call.
Yeah, yes. That's good. You got to get yourself a churro.
Oh.
You have to. It's you have to.
Mm-hmm.
Funnel cake, probably.
Funnel cake?
Yeah.
Don't ride the tilt-a-whirl at the resort.
No. You can't do it.
Uh-uh. I can't. I never could.
So was there a thing that you loved to do at the fair back in the day?
Yeah. Well, I obviously walk around and, you know, look cool. That was kind of like your freedom from your parents, you know? And what, you know, as a kid, remember how magical the fair was when you'd, when you'd walk in there?
Amazing.
Yeah.
And now it's the same kind of feeling, but on a different level, because I love, no matter what I do, I love to people watch. Like I just like to see what people do in certain situations. And that's prime people watching right
Absolutely.
There.
So you got to get a stuffed loaded baked potato from the 4-H. They do that. And then of course a steak sandwich.
I was just going to say,
beef
ended on the steak sandwich.
Yeah, right. That what it's lacking though is the Nutty Bar stand. They don't have the Nutty Bar stand. They haven't had it for years. But that was the
explain.
Thing
I don't
it
know.
It was a big old hunk of vanilla with a stick in it, and then they would melt a little bit and then dip it in salted peanuts. And then,
how is that not a thing anymore?
I don't know, but I used to walk Nutty Bars. That was every year.
I'm telling you, that might be your $1 million idea.
You
bring
think
it
so?
Back.
Think I can, well, I need to get a Nutty Bar food truck. You know,
I'm in.
Oh yeah, you can be an investor.
I'm a decent sales guy. So,
are you? Yeah,
self-proclaimed.
You could be my wingman out there. You could step right up.
Oh yes. Yeah. But the steak sandwich is phenomenal. We always do that. And
good call. Yeah.
Yeah. The one thing that I do miss that they used to have, they had all you can drink milk.
Oh.
Yeah. They had a stand where, and this is what my mind remembers as a kid, I would go pay a quarter and you had to stay in the pavilion, but it was a quarter for all you can drink milk. And I'm telling you, that bit me so many different times, but
chug, 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 chug.
Good memories.
Don't ride the tilt-a-whirl after you do that.
I absolutely
either.
Won't.
No. Okay. I don't know if they, do they have a Ferris wheel? I don't know if they do this year or not.
I don't know. I haven't driven by.
Yeah. But that was always a,
I'll drive by and text you.
Yeah. Yeah, you would hope that, it would stop as they're letting somebody on and you're up at the top, and then you can go on and stretch and give Anna a smooch on top of the Ferris wheel.
I try to steal one every time I can. That being said, every morning I've been waking up, and since the APT, they said a statement, 1,000 morrows, my dear. And if you think about it, it's like, it's a romantic. And so 1,000 morrows, Anna.
1,000 morrows,
yep.
Anna.
Yep.
Okay.
So that's my statement to my wife today.
I'm going to have to Google that, I think. Thanks for coming in today, my friend.
Thank you, Phil.
Appreciate it. Yep. And maybe you'll be back tomorrow. We'll see.
Maybe.
We'll see what happens.
Yeah.
We still haven't found Hank Bray, so we're still looking for him. But
rumor has it there's going to be a special guest tomorrow.
Oh, wow. Okay. So tune in tomorrow.
Maybe.
That's some action-packed radio right there. Have a good one. That's Brandon Ewing joining us. Fill in for Hank on the Roundup.